that also serves as the site of a sewage disposal service, a glass-blowing business, and a hydraulics company. Driveline's R&D building, where Bauer spends much of his off-season, is a warehouse of a place, carpeted wall-to-wall with Kelly Green artificial turf. The main entrance is a roll-up garage door, usually left open to a vista of neighboring business units' beige, vertically corrugated metal facades and an asphalt parking lot where a collection of modest cars rests. Opposite the door, and along the far wall of the facility, occupying nearly the entire length of it, is the bullpen-like pitching area where Bauer is to begin throwing. The home plate he's aiming for has a backdrop of black nylon netting to protect the nearby employees and desktop computers from ricochets. At the front of the mound is a wooden board, to which cling three small tracking devices used for biomechanical evaluations. Sawdust from the recently assembled, jury-rigged contraption has spilled onto the front of the mound. So much at Driveline is improvised, because what was needed was either non-existent or cost-prohibitive. But this unpolished place has become Bauer's lab. Every off-season, he tries to get better at something, focusing his efforts on gaining a new skill. His goal this winter is to create a much-needed additional pitch. In his first three full seasons with the Cleveland Indians, 2014 to 2016, the right-hander was a roughly league-average starter, a useful player, but far from the star he thought he could be. Then, at the end of May 2017, Bauer regressed. Hitters started crushing his fastball, giving him the worst earned run average in the majors, 6.0, among qualified starters. There were calls for him to be sent to the Cleveland bullpen. His post-game press conferences grew testier and shorter. After one mid-May start, he ripped off and slammed down the television mic attached to his undershirt. Thanks to an increased reliance on his best pitch, a curveball, and greater use of his slider-like cutter, he was able to turn his season around and posted a strong second half. But he knew he could not be successful long-term with the curve as his lone elite pitch, and the cutter variant he was throwing was uncomfortable and hard to command. Bauer believed the lack of a lateral breaking ball, a pitch that moved more east-west than north-south, was holding him back. He'd turn 27 later that month, an age at which most players, particularly pitchers, have already reached their prime. But coupled with his fastball and his 12 o'clock to 6 o'clock vertically diving curveball, a dependable pitch that moved side to side, could flummox hitters and elevate him from inconsistent to elite. He prescribed himself a new pitch, a slider. In a navy blue Indians-issued compression t-shirt and red shorts, Bauer moves to a table behind the indoor mound, where he's positioned two cameras. One is his personal iPhone, which he employs to log and label each of his pitches. The other is an unusual-looking camera, a Carolina blue-colored cube with a protruding circular lens. That high-tech gadget, an Edgertronic SC-1 manufactured by the San Jose company Sandstreak, is focused only on his grip of the ball and the initial flight of the pitch. Under tightly grouped pairs of fluorescent lights, Bauer goes to work on his great project of 2018. Clean-shaven, with his hair closely cropped, Bauer looks into the iPhone lens and speaks. "Normal slider arm slot, full spike," he says. He looks down at his right hand, which is gripping a ball. The familiar horseshoe of red stitching makes contact with his skin in an unfamiliar way, running along his right thumb and middle finger. He digs his index finger into the white leather cover just inside his middle finger. He steps on the pitching rubber and then launches into his throwing motion and releases the pitch. As the ball travels, it seems to fall off an invisible table, moving more north-south than east-west. It bounces well before the plate. A speed of 71.7 miles per hour registers on the electronic radar reading board, which sits on the carpet just behind the left-handed batter's box.